Penguin Audio presents Crescent Dawn by Clive Cussler. Read by Richard Ferrone. July 2012. Cairo, Egypt. The noonday sun burned through the dense layer of dust and pollutants that hung over the ancient city like a soiled blanket. With the temperature well over the century mark, few people lingered about the hot stones that paved the central court of Al-Azhar Mosque. Situated in eastern Cairo, some 2 miles from the Nile, Al-Azhar stood as one of the city's most historic structures. Originally constructed in the year 970 AD by Fatimid conquerors, the mosque was rebuilt and expanded through the centuries, ultimately attaining status as Islam's fifth most important mosque. Elaborate stone carvings, towering minarets, and onion-domed spires vied for the eye's attention, reflecting 1,000 years of artistry. Amid its fortress-like stone walls, the centerpiece of the complex was a wide rectangular court surrounded by rising arcades on every side. In the shade of an arcade portico, a slight man in baggy trousers and a loose-fitting shirt wiped clean a pair of tinted glasses, then surveyed the courtyard. In the heat of the day, only a small number of youths were about, studying the architecture or walking in silent meditation. They were students from the adjacent Al-Azhar University, a preeminent institution for Islamic learning in the Middle East. The man touched a thick beard that covered his own youthful face, then lifted a worn backpack to his shoulder. With a white cotton keffiyeh wrapped about his head, he easily passed as just another theology student. Stepping into the sunlight, he trekked across the court toward the southeast arcade. The facade above the keel-shaped arches featured a series of ornate